I'm Haya Panjwani with an AP News Minute. A federal judge has ruled that the dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development likely violated the Constitution.
The ruling orders the Trump administration to restore email and computer access to all employees of USAID, including those who were placed on administrative leave. In February, the Trump administration placed all but a fraction of the agency's worldwide staff on leave and notified at least 1,600 of its U.S.-based staffers that they were being fired in an effort to gut the six-decade-old agency and as part of a broader push to cancel billions of dollars in foreign spending. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The presidents of Congo and neighboring Rwanda are meeting in Qatar for their first direct talks since Rwanda-backed M23 rebels seized two major cities in eastern Congo earlier this year. U.S. stocks went back to falling, and big tech again led the way. The S&P 500 lost 1.1% today for its latest swerve in a scary weeks-long ride. I'm Haya Panjwani.